you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Hey, what's going on, folks? OG here for what should be your first New York Comic Con post episode. But it just ain't happening this week. We're all feeling a bit lazy. Got a little of the conbola that we're all kind of curing ourselves of. But Coke Logic took the time to do a game stuff for us. So we have that this week. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. I just want to take a quick moment to say thank you again to everybody who came out to New York Comic Con. Some of those segments that we recorded while on the floor of the con are available over at the website right now. So you can go check those out over at bkgeekstuff.com. And thank you to all of our sponsors that made the con possible. Eastside Mags. And of course, our friend Kelly Chesney. Independent Chocolatier with Dove Chocolate Discoveries. MyOneSweetWorld.com. Of course, she provided some awesome chocolates for us to give away at the con, and we gave out some coupons to all of you who stopped by the table. So thank you for that. And that being said, we will be back next week with a full episode. But in the meantime, check out the new Game Stuff by Coke Logic, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Carrie Byron from MythBusters, and you're listening to Game Stuff with Coke Logic.
Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy, welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Alien Isolation is out now for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, a first-person stealth survival horror game where you play as Ripley's daughter, Amanda. The environment and atmosphere are incredible, but the randomness of the ever-present alien who stalks you the whole game can be very frustrating. Alien Isolation is out now for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. The Evil Within is out now for the Xbox One, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and PC. A third-person survival horror game where you something-something, I haven't played this game yet. But I rented it and I can't wait to try it. It's one I've been looking forward to for a very long time. It was originally due out in August and then delayed to October, so hopefully the game's a lot better from that extra development time, plus Halloween. Borderlands the Pre-Sequel is out now for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. That's right, no next-gen versions. It's a sequel to Borderlands 1 and a prequel to Borderlands 2. A pre-sequel. A lot of people hate that title. I actually like it. Very clever. Set on the moon, in addition to the crazy guns, you'll now have low gravity and jetpacks. Sounds badass. Zen Pinball, which is available on every platform from PC to iPad, has a new table this week, and the theme is South Park. Zen Pinball is free, but the South Park Super Sweet Pinball DLC is $3. Just like their Star Wars and Walking Dead themed tables, Zen Pinball is worth checking out. And finally, a demo for the Wii U exclusive for Bayonetta 2 has hit the Nintendo eShop. Go download it. The sequel to one of my favorite games seems to be just as good, if not better than the original, pulling perfect 10s and 9.5s from nearly every outlet. Except for one outlet, which decided to throw their review away and give the game a 7.5 because the reviewer was offended by the fictional video game character's sexuality. Grow the fuck up. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.